your American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. In the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this ninth day of December, 2004. And this year has really gone by. Another day of tyranny living in a good old U.S. of A. My guests today, Desi Andrews and Ralph Winterrood. We were into calls, and Richard in Alabama, you were making the statement that, well, you can't own a car until you have, what, a driver's license?
You must have a driver's license, and if it's owned by a corporation, then if it's owned by a church, then the pastor must have an employer ID number, and he must guarantee that it is insured, which is just about impossible.
Well, first of all,
how's he going to guarantee the bus driver is insured?
Well, it's the vehicle that's insured. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the driver license, which they're trying to get on this national ID, I'm going to be writing this, put this out. I found it in a table. It's in tables one and two, to where the states to get money for the CDL holders must have a means to ticket people that are CDL holders in a non-commercial motor vehicle. The only place I've ever found it actually is sitting in table one and two, and I'll be putting that out here probably.
They can ticket with non-commercial driver's license with a ticket for what?
No, say, okay, if you have a driver license,
right,
that is only for driving a commercial motor vehicle.
Right.
Now, the states, to get money, because this commercial motor vehicle guy, this CDL holder, may drive back and forth in his Corvette in a non-commercial motor vehicle, right?
Right.
So the states must have in place a means to ticket this guy in a non-commercial motor vehicle. So he gets out of his real commercial motor vehicle and steps into his Corvette, a non-commercial motor vehicle. And the authority is for them is to write a ticket when he's in the non-commercial motor vehicle because he's got a CDL. And that's what the states have to do to get money from the federales. That's another
Well, that's a little bit convoluted, isn't it?
Well, it just means if you have a CDL, there's going to be a means to ticket you also if you're out here running around the road in a non-commercial motor vehicle.
Okay. And where did you find that?
That's in Title 49, Table 2. I might get around to write up a little thing later today, and I got my email list, and I'll put it out.
Okay.
See it.
All right. Well.
Well, thank you, Richard. I appreciate your call.
Well, I still don't have an answer.
What was your question?
Is it possible for anybody to register a car in Alabama without having a driver's license?
Well, no, I don't think you can register a car because you're giving it to the state. You're saying that you meet the requirements that the state puts out.
Excuse me, I mean renew the tag.
Okay, here's some more of the rest of the story.
All right, Ralph, can you hear? Are you having a hard time hearing the bumper music?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, all right, that's what I figured. Okay, we got to take the break. We'll come back. Folks, my apologies in Austin. One of the stations is playing blues because, Desi, they don't agree with what you're saying today. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jack Blood here. Folks, as a reporter, I value my sources. Two of my favorites are American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Now in an exclusive offer for RBN listeners, you have a great opportunity to receive these publications at a special rate. Call today and receive $10 off on a one-year subscription of American Free Press, and this includes 12 free AFP reports. Or for $17.76 for 16 weeks, you will receive American Free Press. And finally, for $10, you can receive three copies of the Barnes Review newsletter, an excellent deal. All of these amazing offers just for mentioning Jack Blood or RBN with your order. To be the most well-informed person in your circles, call today. 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Or visit their websites, www.americanfreepress.net or www.barnesreview.org. Don't put it off any longer. Call today.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, Richard in Alabama, are we close to answering your question?
Ralph's about to answer it.
Okay.
What I would do, okay, this is just a suggestion. You can do what you want. First of all, if you're a registered owner, it's under the all. It's in all every UCC.
Please speak louder.
In every state, it's in the commercial code in 9.505. Registered owner is a debtor. That is the definition that will have been used in every state in 9.311. 9.311 will automatically point back to your registration. So when you register your automobile or your motor vehicle, whatever you want to call it, you are a debtor and they become a secured party. Now, the way that I deal with these situations up here is in our registration, you're supposed to sign up when you get it. You volunteer to put on there that you're going to carry insurance. They can't take you to jail if you know how what I talked about in the traffic before to take you to jail. So if I put what they want to call my signature down, I print it in all caps, Winter Road, comma, Ralph K, no period, just like they do. This is a legal person they've created. We've got it right out of the taxation laws in Alaska. It's a legal person. And then I use my constitutional protections when they pull me over. Do you have proof of insurance? You've already done the MI under arrest. Am I free to go? And I'm sorry I can't answer your questions. I'll have a nice day.
So you never get to that part.
I just, uh, I, I put, it's not my signature, I can swear on my mother's grave, Winter Road, comma, Ralph K., printed in all caps, with no period. It's not my signature. But I don't even go there. I use, there are certain things that these guys are going to try to make you do, okay? So I just walk around it and get the registration, I print on it, have a nice day. Now, when they try to enforce it on the highway, I invoke my constitutional protections, and all I do is write a ticket for $100, $110 for no insurance. There's no point. Can't go to jail because I've not confessed that I don't have it. I actually put myself in jail. If they come up and say, well, do you have registration? I've already done my, am I under arrest? Am I free to go? Invoke my Fifth Amendment right. Give them the driver license because they want to write some tickets. Okay, you go through your paperwork shuffle. That's fine. I've even done it without even giving them a driver license. I do not recommend people do that. Because you'll get 6-8 cops, and you need some witnesses, and you better know what you're doing, because some of them get really pissed. And they're, and some of these guys are absolutely dangerous. They're armed Gestapo out of control.
Richard, thank you. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. Mike in North Dakota. Hello, Mike. Thanks for holding.
The situation is just exactly what I don't have a driver's license because they refused my legal signature via the UCC 1207. So I got hauled in because I avoided running into back end of an oil truck that slammed on its brakes, and I went around. And they picked me up on radar going 7 miles over. I went in. I was forced into jail, no Miranda, and then I was set up before the judge. The deal is I asked if he's fully credible, fully liable. I got thrown out of the court for disrupting the court. Then I was brought back in, and he said he'd appoint counsel. I didn't want a bar lawyer, so he got dismissed. And when he talked to me, he says, there's outside influence on you because I used to work for the feds, and I know what kind of went on with Waco, and I know what's going on with the Gulf War vets. We're not crazy. We do have a biochemical weapon that's running around in our system. And the deal is now I have to go under psych order. They put it under court order because I requested a trial by jury. I accepted it on the grounds that it would be speedy, and it isn't. They said it would be midwinter. They put it back to spring. I haven't been able to work for about 6 years because of my health conditions. You know, the guy that I worked with, he's dead and gone because of what he got. This poor guy's coming back are going to be in the same shape. And it's not going to be helpful for me to go down and be forced into a state institution because, one, I don't have a driver's license because the state of North Dakota refused it to me by an employee, okay? And I've been told that if I don't obey, it's going to get worse. So where do we go from here?
Damn.
Boy, yeah. You've covered an awful lot of issues, the Gulf War syndrome and the driver's license issue, the assistance of counsel issue, those are lengthy discussions.
It's the same thing with Peter Sell. He's down there because he said, hey, the Army shot these guys with 223s point blank, and that did happen.
All right, I'm not familiar with the Sell case, but let's stay on target here.
Okay.
Well, just very briefly, first of all, you have a mandatory right to have assistance of counsel, which is a counselor at law sitting before the court.
He's been booted out because he saw what was coming down.
Well, the way that we deal with this is, we've got it down pretty succinctly, is you walk in there and they start their nonsense and you say, look, there's two issues, there's an issue before the court. Do I have a counselor at law? No, I don't see one here. Do you? This court cannot proceed until I get a counselor at law. And I don't want to hear what you got to say, and I got nothing else to say. I'm going to go try to find one. And if you know where I can find one, great. Then we'll come in here and we'll get him on the stand and we'll see. And that's the way to deal with that. And as soon as they enter a plea,
yeah. Here's the deal, though, is that they're saying, no, I've got to have court order to see if I'm psychologically able to stand
for
trial.
For what reason?
To see that I'm psychologically able to stand trial. And that, to me, is an infringement of your Fifth Amendment. I'm not nuts. I know more. I used to be a psych orderly. I know the difference between nuts and disorderly and, you know, dysfunctional.
Why are they going to the psych evaluations? Is it because you're asking for counsel?
Well, they're...
Is that crazy to ask for counsel?
No. The deal is the counsel I want. I don't want a bar...
No, you don't want any counsel. That's the whole thing. There is nothing to offer you.
Right.
You're not trying to get your friend in there to counsel you. You're trying to get assistance of counsel as guaranteed to you in the Sixth Amendment.
That's already been granted, and I said I didn't want the bar.
No. You had to qualify him, or he had to sign the contract. You didn't have. That's not assistance of counsel.
Yeah. Well,
not
I haven't
competent.
Signed any contract with him, and I did not plead.
No. You have to take a contract to give to them to tell them to sign it if they want to be your counsel, and they can't.
First of all, there's a difference between an attorney and a counselor at law. Attorney at law cannot be involved in any criminal issue.
Okay.
They only represent counselors.
Well, they're prosecuting me criminally.
Well,
I
understand that.
Well, how do I fight a court order? For a psych evaluation.
Well, you're going to have to go down and go through that because that's the point that you're in right now, unless you do some sort of an interlocutory appeal based on some constant. The real key to this whole thing is we have a diplomatic immunity, if you want to put it that way.
Right.
And it's called you must establish a constitutional violation to invoke a constitutional protection. And as soon as they go over it, we have a habeas corpus. We have, which I'm doing injunctions on IRS. We've got one sitting in the Ninth Circuit right now. Supposed to be reading the reply today here. We're on the farm. So you do an injunction on the civil side. And if you're in a court issue, you go up immediately on interlocutory appeal as soon as they cross the line of a constitutional violation.
Well, I'm a babe at this, guy.
Oh, I understand.
But your confusion is you're confusing assistance of counsel with your friend who knows the law. That's not where you're trying to go here.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to fight this court order. And I've been saying I don't choose the contract with you. There is no contract because there isn't. I haven't signed
well,
into
Well, ask them for the regulation that allows them to put you in psych evaluation.
Yeah, well, there is none. And there's no legitimate driver's license signed or registration.
Well, you're going to have to pony up a regulation, or you can go up on an interlocutory appeal and make them produce the regulation that would allow them to do this to you.
Okay. So how do you... How would I get in contact with either of you, if possible, just to discuss this? I'm not on the computer. I'm more like a phone and fax guy.
Neither one of us are giving our phone number over the air.
Okay.
Sure.
I have an email list, but, you know,
he's
the
not
thing
on
is,
computer.
What your situation is there's an awful lot of elements to correcting what you're doing, and that's what I'm trying to do, is to get out not only the initial things that you need to be doing immediately so that you can get to a solution and do it quickly without making this a complete lifestyle and get our republic back. And you've covered a whole gamut of issues.
Yeah, see, we're just never going to get anywhere until we get peace. I mean, that's my whole push here, is we've got to have peace. And
well, I'm not a belligerent. I just, you know, say, hey, guys, you're just running all over me, and I'm not the one nuts. I think they are. They're just totally crazy. I tried to protect myself from being in a flaming wreck, and they're just going crazy.
Nobody's saying that you're crazy except them, and that's one of the tools they use.
Yeah, well, how do you go against their court order? Just say an interlocutory.
I'd do the interlocutory appeal and ask them to produce the
statute.
Well, the statute and the regulation that would allow them to do this to you.
Okay.
Or you're not in receipt of any evidence that would lead you to believe that you've done anything that's insane.
Can you argue the cause of common law? Because under criminal activity,
no.
Common law does not, an injured party has to be?
No, then they'll really brand you as crazy.
So common law is no longer a basis for any law in this country?
Common law is a watchword they use to brand you as a radical.
Well, what do you say there was no injured party? All I did was sit in my car, and I couldn't produce this stuff because
they don't care that there's no injured party. They're agencies. They deal by different things. They're going by the rules and regulations. What you have to prove is that you're not a member of the agency, and you do that by saying, "Show me the rule and the statute and regulation that applies to me."
Well, I've tried that, and they're still going ahead.
Yeah, but not in the court that you're in. You have to put it up to an appeal court on interlocutory appeal.
So how much higher can you get than a district, Supreme Court?
You've got several appellate levels above you, the district court in your state.
Okay.
What were you going to say, Ralph?
Well, I was just going to say that we need to understand that we have constitutional rights. They've not gone away. We are an overthrown country. They're using the Roman civil law, which is, if you know anything about the Roman civil law, it is jus gentium. It is the commercial law. It's just civilly. It's the law of the Senate.
All right. We're up against the break. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your call. Sam, Annetta, John, others, we'll take your calls right after this break. Stay tuned.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Segment here in the National Intel Report program. Sam in West Virginia. Hello, Sam. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, my question seemed somewhat insignificant for the last caller there.
My goodness, isn't everybody's?
Couple questions. First, can you tell me what the difference between a driver's, with apostrophe S, and a driver license is? I don't understand the difference between
there is only, if you look at ours up here, there's only one thing. It's called a driver license. And when they put the apostrophe S, I've seen that. So evidently, it's because the apostrophe S means you're possessing a license. But the actual license is called a driver with no S's or apostrophe. Driver license.
Yeah, anything in the statutes is only driver.
Because here, all the driver's licenses are issued with apostrophe S.
Oh,
even,
really?
Even the CDLs are.
Oh, I've never seen it.
I haven't either. Ours just says driver license. Yours actually has on the piece of paper, the little plastic, it actually says driver's apostrophe S license.
Yeah, it does. And I looked to see if
I've never seen one like that.
I looked to see if it said operator anywhere, and it doesn't. The old ones used to say that.
Right, they changed them.
They've changed them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I can tell you in the Title 49 of the CFRs, it's called a driver license.
And that's all I've ever seen. Where are you from?
West Virginia.
Well, maybe West Virginia can't read, or the employees there don't do such a swell job.
The next question was, I always get the monthly shows all on MP3, and I missed almost all of October and part of November. But, Desi, you talked about finding codes and regulations where the police had authority to ticket you, or didn't have the authority to ticket you, where you basically sued them for impersonating a federal officer.
Right.
Where would I look for something like that here in West Virginia? I mean,
you have to find your administrative code. And even Ralph hasn't been able to, I mean, he had a heck of a time finding Texas. But most states, it's a lot easier. You just put in West Virginia regulations, and your administrative code should come up. And that deals with your agencies.
Okay. What am I looking for, though?
You're looking
under what kind of a heading?
Well, like in Texas, it's Texas Administrative Code, and then it goes to something to do with highways or byways or putz around. You'll recognize it after a while.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it was like the Department of Public Safety or something
like that. Yeah, well, that's exactly the agency you're dealing with. But how they have it listed in the administrative code, each state is a little bit different, but it's a lot easier to find it in other states than it is in Texas. But
I was just actually on the internet. You can actually go in and look in the AACs, which is the Alaska Administrative Code, and on the bottom of it, it has the statutory authority, and you're able to actually word search on the internet the actual statutes, and then click on it and go back and read what the statute said, then come back to the regulation side. I use Westlaw because of the IRS stuff. The IRS federal is extremely complex, and that's the only database that's out there that I'm aware of, and I actually made Westlaw put the authorities back in because they had modified all the public documents, so if you ever figured this out, there's no way to resolve this.
Yeah, I looked some stuff up and couldn't find it.
Your state will have an Administrative Procedures Act.
Yeah.
And you need to go find out where it is, and you need to look up the definitions. And when you're doing all of these things, you say if you're dealing with the police, you have to find out they're all under their law enforcement agencies. And agencies must operate by statute and by a substantive reg. So you got to identify the agency. Now, you take the police, for example. They have, in Alaska, they have called the Use of Force Continuum, APD here, Anchorage Police uses response resistance, which I can't even look at. I've got the part of the state troopers. But they all have proprietary regulations on how to get control of a person, and they tell them on the use of force and all that, how to use up to including killing the person to get control of them. Pretty unbelievable, isn't it?
But it's in the regulations, and normally that's how you get ahead with anything. You figure out which agency that has got a hold of you. Then you look at their regulations, and they never follow them.
And what you will find, though, is like on Alaska's, and the thing is, they meet, if you will, a constitutional test of fraud, like driver's license required. There's no regulation. There's no authority to make you get a driver's license.
But you just passed legislation in this country that's heavily banking on driver's licenses. They're even going to issue illegals driver's license now. And you're going to be entered into a database.
Well, that's great if you're one of them. You know, if you're part of that agency, I think that's just super.
But see, the point I want to make here to both of you is that the climate is becoming very serious out here.
Oh, you bet.
And until such time, and guys, you know, I know we can't wave a magic wand. For years, people have been running around looking for that magic bullet in which to put this werewolf down for good. But everything is starting to move faster now. They're legislating like crazy up in Washington D.C. We know where they're at. I don't know. This is getting out of control. I'm seeing more and more reports every single day, and I don't care if it's involving a traffic stop. I don't care if it's boarding an airplane. I don't care if you're just walking down a street. They're claiming they have authority to do whatever they want, anytime they want, to anybody.
Hey, John.
And they're out to eat our lunch. Hang on 1 second, Sam. I'll carry you through the break. We're right up against it. Annetta, John, David, and others will get to your calls also. Folks, it's getting pretty scary in this country, and I'm not one to be scared or panic, but the hair on the back of my head starts to stand up. And unless we can find a mechanism in which to effectively deal with this creature they've created, stick a fork in us, folks. We're cooked. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're back with my guests today, Desi Andrews and Ralph Winterode from Alaska. And Sam, did you have a question specifically for me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Back when, I guess I almost went nuts after I couldn't get you on shortwave there for about a month, because
mm-hmm.
I live for Thursday's show, just so you guys know. But Desi had recommended that you sue the police officer for the ticket he wrote you. I just wondered, did you ever do that?
No, I didn't.
Did you
and I'll tell you the reason why. I barely have enough time to even scratch my head. And I didn't have the time to go in and do this. We're doing several things with banks and instituting some other measures to back these draconian people off. But on the driver license issue, I prefer not to enter into that fray because basically what it does is it eats up more of my valuable time than I'm willing to afford these people. I don't even go into court.
You have to pick your battles.
Yeah, you do. You really do. And if I was just you know, if I was one of you folks out there that had time, if you had a regularly scheduled job, I don't even know what that's like anymore. But if I had the time to set aside to do it, I'd definitely do it. But I do not absolutely have the time to do it.
Well, I was just curious if you did. I have one comment. I want to let you guys know something that happened here in West Virginia. The state's Supreme Court made a ruling this past week that basically gave the legislature the ability to change the state constitution through simple legislation.
Well, why not? I mean, they're doing it anyhow.
Yeah.
They might as well give themselves permission.
Yeah, they're doing it anyhow. Those aren't constitutions. Those are state charters. Those are their corporate charters.
And but it was just, how egregious. They just put it right in the newspaper.
They are absolutely blatant, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, isn't there, I wanted to ask you, too, why I have both of you here. Isn't there something that we could shove in front of the Supreme Court? Ralph, isn't there something that we can do to challenge this, to make them aware that we know exactly what they have done, and challenging their authority and their agencies?
Well, that's what we're that's some of the things that we're doing right now. We've got it sitting in the Ninth Circuit on the up here on the IRS. They're out of control, and now I'm going to be getting letters together so that we can actually show this and to the court flat out. Here is the mandate of Congress, even though it's illegal. Here is the agency. Here's what you're supposed to be doing. And there's Chrysler, the Supreme Court, says if there's a mandate explicit, they must do it. The court must follow it. The agency must follow it. We only really have one court left in this country, and that's the Supreme Court of the United States. Everything else is
And followed. They're employees, so, you know, I mean, but at least it appears most of their rulings are constitutional.
Yep. There's only one court left and that I could even assume to exist.
Sam, thank you for your call.
Hey, one question for Ralph, and I'll go. Because I've been to your website, Ralph, and I've tried to download some of the PDF files. And for some reason, I can't do it. Is there any other way I can get the copies off there, copy the stuff off there?
I don't know, but my email is ralph@justbelly.com. Send me an email what you're trying to do, and then we'll get it resolved.
And
we are in the process of totally redoing our web page. Debbie is working on a sitemap, and then we're going to start dumping tons of information. I'm going to actually start doing some seminars and selling CDs and things like that.
Well, one of the things we're going to do, Ralph, is we're going to bring you down here to good old Texas. And more people probably know of you here in Texas than probably any place else in the country outside of Alaska. The fine people up there at the agencies know you well. But we're going to try to get you down here.
Well, I don't know if I could go to the second largest state in the union.
Well, we'll see about that, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call, Sam.
Thank you guys for everything you're doing. God bless you.
All right, thank you. Annetta in West Virginia. Hello, Annetta. Go ahead, Annetta. You're on the air.
I only called because there's going to be a Bill of Rights Bicentennial Committee banquet on the 15th to observe the annual Day of Bill of Rights. And I wondered if you wanted to mention that people in Pennsylvania, if they could manage to get to New Holland, Pennsylvania at a restaurant on December 15th, they'll network with other constitutionalists and patriots.
Wonderful.
And this is, I've got the flyer right in front of me. I'll even give the dinner menu here for you fine folks in Pennsylvania, and don't let it stop you. You can cross state lines still in this country. Dinner will be served family style. The main entry will be beef tips and gravy and ham balls with pineapple glaze. And this is going to be Wednesday evening, December 15th. That's just in a few days here, 3 days from now. Wednesday, December 15th, 2004 at 6:30 p.m. And this is at Yoder's Restaurant. And that's on 14 South Tower Road in New Holland, Pennsylvania. And take down the number, 717-354-4748. Again, that's 717-354-4748. That is the number for the restaurant. For more information, you can contact Karis Kotcher at 610-459-2093.
John, may I interject here that Karis wants to be informed about reservations by tomorrow.
Okay, well then, folks, you better get on the stick here. That number again, 610-459-2093.
Wonderful. I hope you have a huge turnout.
Well, I hope so, too. I hope I could get there myself.
Thank you, Annetta.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. John in Florida. John, you are up next. Go ahead. I think. Hold on a second. We've got somebody with a phone in their ear.
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. Okay.
Yes. Both Ralph and Desi, I have talked to you, Desi, about this issue.
Oh, hi, Dr. John. I didn't know it was you.
Yes, it's me.
How you doing?
Not so hot right now, but maybe I can get some help here with Ralph and Desi's input. I had a hearing, which was called a case management conference, on Tuesday. And they put an order, or they're about to put an order out, that will make me produce all my financial information in a supposed divorce action. The problem is that my alleged wife was a bigamist, and I can prove that, and I have a court ruling out of the federal tribal court from the Pembina Nation, the Indian court. And the trial court here in Florida refused to extend comity, which is the same thing as full faith and credit within the states. Between nations, it's called comity, C-O-M-I-T-Y. What I'd like to know is if there's any listeners out there who have encountered, who are Pembina Nation, Little Shell Band members, registered members, and they have had a federal tribal court decision that was not accepted at a trial court level in one of the states, and then took it on appeal up to an upper court. Was that ever overturned? Is there anybody out there that has a case like that? The other point I'd like to make here is that, Desi, you were very helpful by telling me to look at the Title 25, Section 3601 source, and when I went to the statutes at large at one of our law school libraries, I found that it's a public law. 107 Stat 2004 is public law 103-176. It's an act of Congress. Now, an act of Congress says this under the Supremacy Clause, Operation of the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Clause 2. When Congress legislates pursuant to its delegated powers, conflicting state law and policy must yield. And that's by a case called Gibbons versus Ogden, which is 22 U.S. 1 at page 210 and 211, and it's an 1824 case. And then it also goes on to say, although the preemptive effect of federal legislation is best known in areas governed by the Commerce Clause, the same effect is present, of course, whenever Congress legislates constitutionally. And the operation of the Supremacy Clause may be seen as well when the authority of Congress is not expressed but implied, not plenary but dependent upon state acceptance. Now, doesn't that mean that a trial court in Florida must provide comity through the treaties that bring the Indian Nation in and under this act of Congress, which relates back to Title 25 U.S. Code 3601.
Well, my first comment is, because I've heard of some of these things, and I don't know of any case, but the first thing is all these Indian nations have all signed up, and they're all citizens of the United States. And,
oh, no, not this particular one. This one is a sovereign nation, and it never signed up.
Do they have a treaty with the United States?
It has a treaty. But it is not a ward of the country. It is not a ward.
Does it
an
actually have a treaty
nation
with the United States?
Is it,
sir?
What?
Does it actually have a treaty with the United States?
Yes.
It does.
Yeah, it does, and that's gone through Supreme Court. I mean, that's gone through court decisions. They fought it for years, and yeah.
Well, if they have a treaty, I would think you could be able to take it up on a pallet, but you're mixing a couple of different issues there, because I tell you, I don't know. You're in some hot soup there if you're really going to take on treaties and that sort of stuff, because that's a whole other can of worms.
Yes, but is the state court still an agency versus the Pembina Nation, which is a sovereign nation recognized internationally, mm-hmm. and so their courts are sovereign courts, whereas the state court is an agency court pretending to be operating under the Constitution.
Well, how did that nation get jurisdiction of you if you're domiciled in the territorial boundaries of Florida?
Because the footprint for the Pembina Nation is all of North America, including Canada and Mexico and the United States.
I don't think that's going to fly.
I don't think so either, John.
That is part of the treaty. There's no doubt about that.
Well, they can't do that. That's just not going to fly. That's my take on it.
Can you say why it won't fly?
Yeah, because we're all these people are here, and there's been a Declaration of Independence, and I can't believe the United States is going to sign a treaty and allow them to say that they own all this land. That's just going nowhere.
Oh, it doesn't say that they own all the land. it says that they have their court has jurisdiction to operate in all those lands.
I'd have to see all that because I've seen some of those things, and I just don't know.
All right, John.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
By the way, John, I'll have to talk to you further about your goings-on. You've had enough happen in your life that we can make an entire show out of that. But I just wanted to tell you, you know, bigamist, you know what that is?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
It's a big Italian fog. It's a bigamist. Thanks, John.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
Okay. Also, in Florida, it is driver, and there's no S.
Okay. All right. Thanks, John.
Bye.
I just had to. Oh, that was a bad joke.
David, okay, moving on.
David in Arkansas. Thank you, Desi. David in Arkansas. Hello, David.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Desi and Ralph, this is Dave Wilson up here.
Hi.
Yeah, hi there. Good to hear y'all. By the way, Rule 1 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, title Scope and Purpose of Rules, and this is reading from the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, abridged edition, as amended to May 21 of 02, published by West Group. It's showing a 1948 amendment. The amendment, effective October 2049, substituted the words United States District Courts for the words District Courts of the United States. The 66th Amendment, and here we go. This is the fundamental change necessary to effect the unification of the civil and admiralty procedure. Just as the 1938 rules abolished the distinction between actions at law and suits in equity, this change would abolish the distinction between civil actions and suits in admiralty.
How come I don't have that in my civil rule? I mean, in my rules.
It's this particular abridged edition. It is. This is right here before. Okay. Rule 2, one form of action.
Right.
There shall be one form of action to be known as civil action.
Right.
But there's no distinction between civil and admiralty. They plainly state it right here.
Well, if there's not one form of action between civil and criminal either, it's civil action. It's Roman.
Right. Okay. forget the criminal side of things right now.
Okay.
Because civil actions are one and the same with suits in admiralty. It's called a civil action in admiralty. Now, the escape from admiralty back to common law is right in Title 28, Section 1333, titled Admiralty, Maritime, and Prize Cases. The district court shall have original jurisdiction exclusive of the courts of the states of, one, any civil case of admiralty or maritime jurisdiction, saving to suitors in all cases all other remedies to which they are otherwise entitled. That's called the saving to suitors clause.
Right.
And in the historical notes, it says the saving to suitors clause in Section 41.3 and 371.3 of Title 28, U.S. Code 1940 edition, was changed by substituting the words any other remedy to which he is otherwise entitled for the words the right of a common law remedy where the common law is competent to give it. So there is your avenue back to common law from civil law.
There's a couple of things there. What John is talking about, jurisdiction at the end, is in the Constitution, law and equity arises under. Admiralty does not. That's a whole different gamut. But law and equity arises under in the Article 3 of the Constitution of the United States. And they cannot by rule, they cannot by legislative fiat change that, only by amendment.
Okay, what in fact then is the United States Code? It's nothing more than pertaining to agencies, executive branch agencies.
Yes, and the real trick is when they, you will see, we have uncodified law and we have codified law. When they codify it, I've got a book on the Roman civil law, codification is a means to extinguish all prior law and implement the Roman civil law.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they implement the code, then all of a sudden we've got a reviser of statutes, we got stuff obsoleted, deleted, ad nauseum.
Right. Well, I just wanted to point this out, which exists in the U.S. Code,
right?
If one ends up in these IRS actions, the United States of America plaintiff, right? I In fact, I have written this into a case that is in a federal court now. It's still in progress. But we noted the savings of suitor's clause.
Right. I've tried to invoke that myself a time or two and been rolled over. But it's the United States of America plaintiff now, not the United States.
But all cases shall be brought in the name of the United States. That's plainly stated in the code.
Right, but they're not anymore, are they?
They don't do that. They always bring in the name of the United States of America,
right,
which is an instrumentality of the United States.
By the way, they changed the wording on the Arkansas voter registration application as of May the of 03.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a citizen of the United States of America?
Of America, did they really?
Yes, they did. And the prior one, I have both of them, says, are you a U.S. citizen?
And oh, really? Is it a lowercase c citizen or a capital C citizen?
It's lowercase.
Okay, that's
here
correct. Citizen
it.
Of the United States of America, which people don't know because I've got this on the senators, they actually sign an affidavit that they're a citizen of the United States of America. Then on the front page, they sign up that they're an employee.
Right.
And a citizen of the United States of America is somebody that is a citizen of any of the several states. And then when you get domiciled, though, then you're supposed to become like a citizen of Arkansas, lowercase c citizen.
Right on. Well, they changed all this stuff.
All right, guys, we're up against the break. Nobody can hear the bumper music today, but I can. We'll be right back.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
good in Arkansas. You got about 30 seconds. Anything else? David?
David's gone.
David's gone. Thomas in Michigan. Hello, Thomas.
I love it when people study.
Hello.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. Is the United States Supreme Court flying the Title IV, Section 1 flag apiece or the gold French flag? Do you know?
There is no Title IV, Section 1 flag apiece.
Well, do you know, are they flying a gold French flag or one without the...
I have no idea, but I can tell you a couple of things. It's not the Supreme Court. It's the Supreme Court of the United States, not the United States Supreme Court.
Okay.
The Title IV flag is a codified flag. You must go back to Title or to 1818, Chapter 34, and it's called the Flag of the United States. It's not called the Flag of the United States of America. And there cannot be a lawful flag of the United States flying today because we don't have one of this. Our union is not in power, and we sure as heck do not have 50 of the several states.
Okay, but, I mean, the Title IV, Section 1 flag, at least that's described somewhere.
That's the United States flag.
Yeah.
That's not the flag of the United States of America.
No, what about Betsy Ross? They tell me that
no.
She...
That's
I mean,
not
there
it.
Was no such person, or
yeah, of course there was, but that's not what's described in Title IV, and it's certainly not the flag of peace.
So all that's changed, okay? How about if somebody goes out and gets a CCW? Does that make them a slave of the state or something, or is it all right to do that? You know, because it's a felony to not have it. Or
well, for no other reason, it updates their records.
What's a CCW?
Concealed carry.
Yeah, because I have the right to carry under Constitution, but. I mean, they might throw me in jail. You know, I don't need that.
Well, I have a friend who got in real trouble having one of those things. He'd have been better off not to.
Yeah.
Alaska doesn't have one. They finally did it away. You can carry up here without that for some reason. They finally did that, I think, for political reasons.
Yeah, I'm in Michigan, and they've been enforcing that. You know, they have a shell issue with CCW, but...
I can tell you right now, if you're involved in a concealed carry or if you're carrying a weapon, you want to be real careful how you do it and where you do it because you can end up in a world of hurt.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can, you know, that can happen if you don't have one, too.
I understand, but I'm just telling you, you know, because you can walk around and end up in walk and carry in some building or something where they've got it by statutory law, you're not supposed to have one, and 80 bar the door.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just the idea of having the confidence if you have the CCW that, you know, it's a little less nerve-wracking, in my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your call, Tom. Folks, and do not forget, there is a 5-CD set available. And this is important stuff, folks. These fine folks, and Desi has been commiserating with Ralph and with others to put together all this information. And this is important information, and I'll tell you why. Because until you understand, until you fully understand, first off, what this country was supposed to be, how it was set up, and then how they flipped it, and how they put in and instituted the de facto government, not the de jure, the de facto government, we cannot make any comparisons. You're kind of laid waste out there, and you don't know what direction we're moving in. Guys, a lot of people out there, you know, I've heard a lot of it. They're saying, well, the Constitution, that had holes particularly allowed in it to allow what is present day going on. I don't know that was in the Founding Fathers' hearts, but I do know this. Once we get this country back on track, I think we could probably have some constitutional amendments to strengthen the Constitution. And, you know...
We can leave off a whole bunch of them that are on there and just go back to the original 13.
There you go. Folks, for the 5-CD set, and this is important... and this is the Mastery of War Powers in America 5-CD set. Normally $180. We have a special on this. You get all 5 CDs. Mastery of War Powers in America. The Portal to Peace, Janice Erupts, Affidavit of a Public Minister, and the Apostille, Laws of the Nation, and also The Art of War and Gandhi's 7 Steps to Global Change. It's all available, $150, and that is postpaid by the network, 800-724-2719. Ralph, thank you. Desi, thank you. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Hey, Jack Blood here. Folks, as a reporter, I value my sources. Two of my favorites are American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Now in an exclusive offer for RBN listeners, you have a great opportunity to receive these publications at a special rate. Call today and receive $10 off on a one-year subscription of American Free Press, and this includes 12 free AFP reports. Or for $17.76 for 16 weeks, you will receive American Free Press. And finally, for $10, you can receive 3 copies of the Barnes Review newsletter, an excellent deal. All of these amazing offers just for mentioning Jack Blood or RBN with your order. To be the most well-informed person in your circles, call today. 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Or visit their websites, www.AmericanFreePress.net or www.BarnesReview.org. Don't put it off any longer. Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.